Hello, everyone, and welcome to SearchOracle.com's Open World Podcast Series. This is SearchOracle.com news editor Mark Brunelli, and today we're going to talk about Oracle's application integration architecture, Oracle's new plan to combine business processes with application functionality. Our special guest speaker today is Ken Vollmer, principal analyst with Cambridge Mass Base Forrester Research. And Ken is a principal analyst covering trends, issues, and strategies related to all forms of integration, including business process management, enterprise application integration, and B2B integration and electronic data interchange. Ken and I will talk a little bit about what Oracle is doing with AIA, what AIA actually is. Then we're going to talk a little bit about what people interested in Oracle's application integration architecture can look forward to at Open World, including Ken Vollmer's picks for the best AIA sessions.
Ken, thank you so much for joining us today.
That's my pleasure, Mark.
I want to start out with some basic definitions.
Sure.
I think there's still a lot of confusion out there about what Oracle's AIA is, and I was wondering if you could just give us a brief definition or overview and tell us how this fits into the IT landscape.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Oracle's application integration architecture is nothing more than a set of products designed to support integration of business processes across a wide range of internal Oracle applications and even external applications. So it's basically an integration tool. The main components are, first one would be the industry reference model, or models, I should say. These would be process templates that contain industry best practices. So, for example, if you're in a retail space, it might have some template or best practices built into an application that you could extend out and complete and provide more full functionality. But at least it gives you a starting point. And then they also have process integration packs. These are for connecting business processes to the Oracle business application. And then you have also a pre-built SOA capability. And this is because the AIA infrastructure is built on top of the Oracle Fusion middleware, which comes with SOA features baked in. So you get them without having to do anything. So that's it in a nutshell. Just a comprehensive integration tool for specific situations that we just discussed.
Why do you think Oracle thought it was important to combine applications with business processes? Is there a big demand for this sort of thing out there?
Yes, right now it's very hot. This would fall into the category of business process management to a degree. And that's because there's a strong focus inside enterprises to support cross-functional business processes more effectively than we have in the past. If you stop and think about the situation, the majority of an enterprise's applications are all siloed within individual lines of business. And they perform a very specific function for those lines of business, and they do it very well. However, today we're finding business processes frequently cross multiple silos, which makes coordinating activity between them difficult. And that's where the cross-functional process improvement efforts come into play, and they are very much in demand. So this is a very good move on Oracle's part to provide this capability.
Now, we talked a little bit about SOA earlier, but how does AI help people adopt standards-based service-oriented architecture?
Well, the Oracle Fusion middleware is the foundation for the AIA capability. So if you implement the AIA, the SOA features come with it. And these built-in support for web services, support for a repository, these things you don't have to do anything additional for, they come out of the box. And they would also integrate with other SOA capability that you may have in-house, so it's not a big deal to have multiple SOAs operating. But the nature of web services and the value that you get from these standards being able to interact with one another, you do have a high degree of portability.
Are you seeing a lot of uptake in the marketplace? Are a lot of people using Oracle's AIA?
The product is relatively new, and I suspect it will be very popular, but to be quite honest, I don't have any specific feedback on the uptake of it. I'm sure they'll be providing a lot of information on that at the conference.
And in your experience, are most organizations out there making progress with their SOA plan? I know people have been talking about it for years, but are they starting to get beyond the planning stages?
Yes, they are. The good news is that they're making some strong strides in that area, and we believe that this is a very good way for organizations to be going. We've done some research now for a couple of years that specifically look at this feature, or this adoption rate, if you will. And what we're finding is that the overall penetration in North America and European enterprises is increasing. We show that the percentage of enterprises not using SOA dropped from 47% in 2005 to only 38% in 2006. And in addition, the percentage of those enterprises with that had an enterprise-level strategy commitment to SOA rose from 18% in 2005 to 22% in 2006. Both of those indicate significant move beyond planning for SOA, and they're very supportive of the increasing trend. Also, the penetration is, as you might expect, would be highly linked to the enterprise size. So, for example, we also asked the question, what is the difference in uptake among different size companies? And at the bottom was organizations that had between 100 and 500 employees. 64% of those enterprises are still not using SOA. And that makes sense if you think about the inability of smaller companies to be able to deal with new technology trends. On the other hand, enterprises with 20,000 employees or more, only 25% of those were not currently using SOA. So it's a very strong trend. It's moving forward, and it's the larger companies leading the way.
Well, Open World is just around the corner, and AIA is obviously going to be a big topic there. I mean, what do you think are some of the themes of interest to the AIA crowd or people interested in AIA?
I think any sessions related to the convergence of SOA and BPM, because of the strong focus on cross-functional business process improvements, would be very much of interest. And that would be, I know, just from looking at the schedule, there's several sessions on that subject.
Would you have any advice for enterprises who are considering getting started with AIA?
Well, I would say the starting point is you need to learn the basics. If you don't have an SOA program in place, you should certainly find, some details about that. And then, start a pilot project and start working with it. And the AIA effort would be something you'd want to pursue with the business side of the house, obviously. So you need to make sure you have your steering committee in place to be able to justify projects going forward that, where you have a good partnership between the IT and the business side.
I guess that business relationship is really important because it's all about business processes, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and the IT people should not be trying to pursue these types of improvements without strong involvement from the business side. Because when you look at cross-functional process improvements, one thing that comes quickly to bear is there's a lot of existing momentum, if you will, to keep things the way they are, and that's primarily due to cultural issues. And if you're going to deal with those effectively, you need the in-depth assistance of the people who are working in those business units to be able to overcome it. That is critical. And when you're talking about BPM in particular, business process management, the technology tends to be the easier part, and the more difficult part is the cultural issue. So make sure you have that good IT business partnership before you start.
Getting back to Open World, I asked you to do a little bit of homework ahead of time.
Yep, sure did.
And pick out some of what you think will be the most interesting sessions for the AIA crowd. Could you go over some of your picks with us?
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about starting with getting some information about the basics. What is AIA and how does it work? So there's a session, session number S291510. It's called Introducing Oracle Application Integration Architecture, Bringing Together Oracle's Application Portfolio with Pre-Integrated Business Processes. I think that would be a great place to start, and I don't know exactly when that's held, but you should be able to find it in your catalog. Another one that I think would be very helpful, especially for the more technical folks, would be session S291578, and that's a hands-on lab that allows you to test drive Oracle SOA suite capabilities and see what the tools can actually do and how easy they are to use. Another one I would recommend would be understanding the relationship of AIA and Oracle Fusion Middleware, and that's session S291697, and that's the title of that is Taking Oracle AIA to the Next Level with Oracle Fusion Middleware. I think all of these sessions and many others, there's several sessions here that deal with vertical industry specifics, but there's a huge number of them in the catalog, so I would say, but those three should be good for starters.
Great. And will you be attending Open World this year?
Yes, I will. I'll be there the whole week.
Great. We'll hope to see you there. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, to all you listeners out there, if you're interested in learning more about Oracle's application integration architecture, you can always point your browsers to www.searchoracle.com/news and type AIA in the search box. And that's all for now. We'll see you at Open World.
2024.